Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that God will do in and for us what we can do. But He will not do what we can do. So let's start right there this week. Loving the world is one of the sins Jesus Christ died for in our place. The shedding of blood, that form that was on the cross, that was been beaten with the Roman cat of nine tails, that just had through the 39 lashes, could have had up to 351 different tears in his body. I mean, from head to toe, beaten about with a reed, whiskers yanked out, slapped, spat upon, from head to toe with nails driven through his hands and knees. That is a picture, that horrible picture of a bleeding, bloody mass on the cross, whose visions were so marred we could not look at him, Isaiah said, is a picture of what our sin is in God's sight. Isn't that interesting? That was for man to see. The last 3 hours, the skies turned dark, and God took over, and He poured out His wrath upon the human spirit of Christ. That's when Jesus said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? There was no more grace for Him. So I say all that just to say that our sin is repulsive in the sight of a holy God, no matter what that sin is, but particularly here, we're told to love not the world. If you love the world, then you're not a friend of God. You're an enemy of God. You're actively opposed to God. You're an adulterer, an adulteress. And loving the world shows that you don't really have the love of God in your heart. But let's not just stop at Galatians 1:4 or James 4:4. Let's move on. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do you see what we should be consumed with? We ought to be consumed on the positive side of proving what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's according to the word of God, not to the dictates of man. We're not to be conformed. We're not to pattern ourselves. That's what the word conformed there is, to pattern ourselves after this world. You see that so often when you see contemporary music, they take the music of the world and try to pattern it to God. Well, they did that. They did that in the wilderness back in Moses' day. They took the music of Egypt and tried to put it to the name Jehovah. It was wrong then. And it's just as evil, adulterous today to have the contemporary music in the church as it was to have it in the wilderness back in that day. So again, it must be very important to God. He does what we can't do, but He will not do what we can do. So we can renew our mind. Transform speaks of an inner thing that starts from the inside, and it transforms you all the way to the outside, makes you different. And so we renew our mind. How do we do that? We get in the Word of God. We get in the Word of God. We meditate on it. We read it on a daily basis. We think on it. And we allow it to govern our lives because it's God's Word. And as a result of that, that shows our love for God is real. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never seen a couple get engaged and then part for a couple years before they get married and not speak to each other. No, they're going to send letters. Even if he's in the military and he's crossed the ocean, he's going to send letters, they're going to call, they're going to FaceTime, they're going to do all these things on the telephone, and they're going to do their best to stay in touch. That's love. That's the desire. And you see, you renew your mind, you keep your mind of the things of God, and you know what? You have to find that out, what he's thinking. The Bible reveals the mind of God, so always open the Bible to see what he's thinking. And let it reveal yourself. No, you can know God just as personal as you know anybody in your home. Because knowing his person is on the inner man. And you talk to him like you would to any person in a holy, respectful way. Now, don't mistake what we're saying here. Love not the world is not speaking primarily of people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so he, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So the world is not talking per se of people. It's not talking about hating the earth, the soil, and things like that. But it is speaking of, for example, the materialism of this world, where we just want the things of this world, but we don't want to work. It's not necessarily the sordid lives of the perverse with all their wicked and vile things. You see, what this is actually addressing when he says, love not the world, he's addressing the world system. The world system, the world's way. So he's addressing these things. This is one who seeks acceptance with, for example, a certain social class. He wants that acceptance. It seeks perhaps the possessions, the privileges, the pleasures, and the positions of the world. And as a result, they will compromise biblical principles in order to have it. For an example, the lady may wear a low-cut blouse or short skirt. Men will look and look and look, and then they allow it in their daughters, and they allow it in others, and they try to justify it. It's not just. And then men themselves, they try to dress in a way that emulates the world and tells you, hey, we're worldly. We're not these godly people. We don't associate that closely to Jesus Christ. We have religion, but not that way. See, they don't want that association. Why? Because they love the world system. When we turn to God, we turn to God with our whole heart. And when we turn to God with our whole heart, we'll find that the world is so opposite. And if we grow to know and love the person of God, we too will find the world to be utterly, utterly repulsive. And the personal. The more we grow to know and understand his holiness, the more we understand that the contemporary worship out there today is an abomination that's going on in the churches. Now, people say, Pastor, you don't need to say that. Well, I decided that the best thing is to identify with God or you identify with the world. I'm going to identify with God. Now, I wish people knew John 3:19 today as well as they do John 3:16. Now, yeah, we have John 3:16 hung everywhere. People have it, wear it, and so forth on clothes and things. And it's a great verse. But John 3:19 says, and this is the condemnation that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Now, when a man truly loves the Lord, he loves the light. Hard preaching is not an offense. Rather, it becomes a desire because he wants nothing that would offend the God he loves. You know, when you when a young man dates that girl, he wants to find out the things she likes, the places she likes to go, and the kind of food she likes to eat. I mean, he wants to do those things that please her. That young lady wants to do those things that please that man. And so they have that desire. And there are things that normally you wouldn't do. I mean, a guy is not going to go into a flower shop and just buy flowers and say, look how beautiful. He's not going to go into the ladies department and look for a nice pair of shoes. Okay. He does do that. He doesn't even want to be seen in the ladies department. But he goes there and he buys the things and he buys that corny card for her. And he doesn't care what people think because it's for the object of his love. Don't worry about what the world thinks when God is the desire and the object of your love. You see, this love is developed in your heart. When we are faithful to church, because we love God in heart and His holiness, then you won't just go to church as a duty. But you'll go there anytime the doors are open because you're meeting with God and His people. You'll remain faithful and not look for something else that is more to your fancy. Especially if church now loses its appeal to you. The old hymns, the old book, and the old paths are a delight, not a stigma. But again, that's only if your love for God is real. Now, too many, the love for God simply is not real. We had promotion in our church back in, I think it was 2015 or 2014, we were looking at our 75th anniversary. Now, 2016, now that I think about it, I think it was our 75th anniversary. But we had for months, we would record the different members of the church as they would be going out the door in different places in the church building. And they would say, I love my church. I love my church. And boy, that was a special blessing. We'd play that in the at the end of church services or maybe before church services or at different times, you know. We just play that in the church, a video rerun of it, different people saying, I love my church. Now, most of them are still here today, but there are some that left the church. And they didn't like us because of what we preach and how we stand on the Word of God. And they would try to get others to leave or get others not to go.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.